Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Tuesday, March the 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. Yes, it is St. Patrick's Day. And it's also Taco Tuesday. I've worn one of my favorite taco shirts from my friend here. Gave it to me in Gillette. Jamie and Laura Turner says, if you can't read it because you're on the podcast, apparently I like Taco Tuesday. Facts. Now, it being St. Patrick's Day, I'm putting on right now my green seedbed hat just so that we can salute that. The Shamrock Day, the symbol of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the three-leafed clover. And I always think about the breastplate of St. Patrick. I love that. We don't have time to get to it today. We got major ground to cover. We're going to begin in consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry, I kind of, maybe in retrospect, got confused yesterday. I said today we're going to talk more about the flux capacitor. And I realized I'd actually talked about that earlier, not the flux capacitor per se, but the notion of our inmost being and what that's all about. And I'm trying to figure out even where I had that discussion, but it was powerful wherever it was, and maybe you remember it and can figure it out. But I talked about the internal sort of organ, if you will. Anyhow, we got to move on. We're already in a new week. We're in Tuesday, St. Patrick's Day. We're finally going to break into the title of the book, The Three Transformational Questions of Lent. Today is entitled The Power of Transformational Questions. Thanks, JD, for finally getting to the point. You buried the lead. Our text, Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 31. Hear now the word of the Lord. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these." The word of the Lord. Now consider this. There's nothing quite so powerful as a well-asked question. The ancient philosopher Socrates is credited with the saying, "Understanding a question is half the answer." Interestingly, he is also credited with saying, "The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing." I'm into that. His celebrated Socratic method, an approach to learning built around questions, continues to the present day as a treasured approach to education. Unfortunately, most of us have been trained in an educational system and model which prizes knowing the right answers. We are taught from an early age to seek the answers. It took me many years beyond my formal education to learn how to seek the questions. It turns out Jesus was quite fond of questions. A quick search of the Bible reveals Jesus asked some 307 questions. They range from questions like, "Do you want to get well?" to, "What do you want me to do for you?" to the question of all questions that we've covered, "But what about you? Who do you say that I am?" Now, Jesus was asked 183 questions by others. Questions like, "Why don't your disciples fast?" and "What is the greatest commandment?" from today's text. Interestingly, of all those questions, he directly answered only three of them. I will always remember an early conversation with my chief mentor, Maxie Dunham, who has walked with me for more than 30 years as of this writing. He actually wrote the foreword to our book, Jesus Asking, and I'm trying to get by there to record him reading it so I can share it with you, especially those of you, well, all of you. I want you to hear it in his voice, but he is a treasure of a man, and his wife, Jerry, as well. Anyway, as we sat across the table over coffee that day, 30-some years ago, he said, "John David, you will never outgrow the depth of the questions you are willing to consistently ask yourself." When it comes to God and faith and the Bible, everyone has a plethora of questions, and most people like to take a crack at opining an answer to those of others. Fewer people ask themselves challenging questions, and even fewer do so consistently. Maxie then told me there were three questions he had consistently asked himself over the course of many years. Of course, you know what my next question to him was. "Would you teach me those three questions?" And now I sense you are asking the same of me. And so over the next few days, maybe weeks, I will share with you the three transformational questions I learned from my mentor and have asked myself for many years now. In the meantime, I have a couple of questions for you. Are there any questions you have consistently asked yourself over the years? If so, what might those questions be? If not, what might be a question or two you could start asking yourself about your life and your discipleship to Jesus? Now, let's pray. Father, how we thank you for your Son, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we confess, or at least I can confess, I am more about the answers than the questions. Would you train us in the art of asking transformational questions? By your Spirit, we are open and ready, even curious. What will you ask us? Praying in Jesus' name, amen. In our journal prompts today, any questions? How about that? You want to take a guess at what the three questions might be? It'll be fun. It'd be worth journaling that out today. And as we get to those questions, you can look back and see what you journaled. So I'm really glad we're getting now down to these questions. And like I said, it's going to take us to the very end to get to the last one. So just keep patient. We're not in a hurry. Remember, we're walking with Jesus. He goes about 2 miles an hour. We're walking. We're not running. We are developing a generous, contemplative, reasonable pace. It's very hard for me. But it's about to become about the questions. But now it's time to sing today. Well, everyone, are we ready to sing today? We got a good song cue here. Dad, call the hymn and the number.
The hymn is My Faith Looks Up to Thee, page 351. It's an old song. Once we start, you'll know it, and you can sing with us.
Okay, so we're singing number 351, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. I'll see if I can pitch us here. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire. As thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee pure, warm, and changeless be a living fire.
Third verse.
While life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away. Oh, bear me ever stay
above thee aside. Last verse.
When in life's transient dream, when death's cold sullen stream shall o'er me roll, blessed Savior, then in love fear and distrust remove. Oh, bear me safe above a ransomed soul.
I got on the wrong verse.
I'm sure you've noticed, Dad, how most of the hymns, they start out on earth and they wind up in heaven.
Amen. They do.
They take you through life's journey. It's when life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread. That's a part of life.
Right. And these songs really are for the older people.
Come on. They're for all people.
They are, but some of them point to death.
Well, here's my point. They go all the way. I sang these songs as a kid, and I'm still singing them as an adult, and you're singing them as an old man.
Yeah.
Now, the beautiful thing is there's something in here for everybody.
It is, yeah.
And it's the whole journey of life. And I love how they don't end with death. They go all the way to heaven.
Right, yeah.
And that's our faith. And there's a lot of people who are listen to this who've got young kids, and they're just like in the full thick of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hymn for them. My faith looks up to thee. Faith is a hymn for your kids to sing. I hear some of you kids singing in the back seat of the van today. But it's also a hymn for those people who are approaching the gates.
Advanced.
I'm in the fourth quarter now. I've made that clear. I've said when you cross over, I'm 59, but that meant I just entered 60. So I'm like, I'm in. And a lady at church, Carolyn, came out the other day. She said, well, if you're in the fourth quarter, I guess that puts me in overtime. She's in her 80s. So you're 85. That puts you in double overtime.
I'm 85.
But you're still playing to win, okay?
Praise the Lord.
We're going all the way. Now, a couple things here before we let you go today. It's Tuesday. Y'all have noticed my shirt by now. Apparently, it says, what's it say, Dad?
Apparently, I like Taco Tuesday.
Yes, apparently I like Taco Tuesday, obviously. Now, Tuesday, every Tuesday, I like to make a call out and say, we need more people on the field team. Okay, the field team. Hands. I don't consider you a hired hand. I consider you a friend. But we need field hands. And that's people who love the wake-up call to the point of, like, wanting to share it with others. I got my good friend Jeff, you know, Dad Jeff Estes. He sends me, he'll just send me people's email addresses and say, sign them up. It's not the best way, but I love it and I'll do it. Field team, we're trying to put things in your hands that you can put in the hands of a potential new subscriber and say, here's how you do this. Here's how you get on board. Well, Jeff is a super field hand. I need to get him some cards. But if you will look in the email today or in the links of the show notes of any of the podcast or YouTube platforms and click it, let us know. I'll be in touch. I'll help you. I want to help you sow the wake-up call. That's call number one that I make on Tuesdays. Call number two is pastors. If you're in church leadership, if you're leading a flock of people, I just like to know who you are, where you are, what you're doing. I'd like to be in touch is what I'm saying. Get us connected. There's a link for you. Click on it. Take you two, 3 minutes. Just answer the questions and we'll go from there. Be patient. I'm slow, but it'll happen. All right. It is Tuesday. So good things are in store for today, not the least of which is tacos. The most important thing is you getting your seeds, getting ready to greet people with love in your heart, with Jesus in your spirit, in your soul, in your being. He's looking to sow. And Dad, you ready for it?
I'm ready.
So, for the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
And we'll see you. Where are we going to see him?
On the field.
On the field. Here we go.